It's time for us to check in regarding our health, and who better to do that than our friends from the Clemson Extension Office. We've got Hannah Shiflett and Elizabeth Parker Josie. Between these two ladies, they cover three counties, York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. They're part of the Clemson, again, Extension Program. They're the Rural Health and Nutrition Extension Agents. I cannot.
You sometimes don't even try to say it, but did you did it sound, pretty good.
I feel like I'm saying like a rule, like R-U-L.
Rural.
Yeah.
Rule.
Yeah, put a little R in the middle.
Rural.
Yeah.
Rural.
It's like
rule.
You just
got to
say it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Just stay confident.
Yeah.
And I say meal, like the meal you eat. I have to really work on that because if not, meal. It sounds like an M-I-L-L instead of a meal.
We actually are going to talk about something milled.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, you nailed it.
There we go.
Well, they do perfect in their jobs to make sure that those who don't have immediate access to maybe fruits and vegetables or exercise classes or just take control of their health, they're making sure that they reach everybody in the city as well as in the county as well. So we're excited to welcome them in. And our topic is going to be about a blog that you all put out. And we'll kind of let you take it from there. And how can we be privy to this blog?
So we have talked about HGIC on here before. Mm-hmm. But the Rural Health and Nutrition team fairly recently kind of launched its own blog over the past year or so. So this is where different people on our team write different articles on health and wellness related topics. So we know that it's super important to make sure you're looking or you're seeing reliable resources when you're getting like health information online, mm-hmm. especially. So we want to make sure the public knows about this as a resource to find information.
So it's a spinoff.
Yeah.
The other one. It's a spinoff. We like spinoffs.
Kind of, because sometimes our topics don't necessarily fit with HGIC.
Yeah.
It's more health focused.
Right. And that's what we're going to talk about. So what are some of the topics that people will find, and then what kind of falls underneath all of the topics?
So there's a lot of nutrition topics, obviously, and we have a lot of great blogs. So we're going to kind of give y'all a teaser today, just a couple of blogs we have, and you can go to the blog and read more. We have one on using herbs and spices, and that's what we talked about last month, actually. The benefits of freshly milled flour. Mm. So I thought that would be something that y'all might be interested in. Uncovering nutrition misinformation. So we know that's such a huge issue. Nutrition recommendations for diabetes, and then the benefits of whole food diets. And all of these topics come, or a lot of them come, from questions we get from our participants. So these are like relevant questions that people have, and then we'll look, and if there's not a resource out there for it, then we'll create a resource, a fact sheet, a blog, something like that.
That's great.
And these are all reviewed. So we have a registered dietitian on our team who reviews all of our nutrition articles, so you know you can trust it.
Well, kudos to y'all for that, because there is so much misinformation when it comes to what you should eat and supplements to take. It's so overwhelming.
And how you should eat and when you should eat and all, and you know, all the things. So
kudos to that. So beyond nutrition, you're also looking at physical activity, because they have to go hand in hand. You can't do one without the other.
Absolutely.
I know people try to, but you can't split them up.
Yeah, and y'all know we have several physical activity programs offered by our team. So these are a great extra resource if you're trying to, you know, just starting physical activity routine or something like that. But cardiovascular training is one of our most recent topics covered. The health benefits of nature, staying active with a packed schedule. So I think everybody can relate to some of those topics.
We need to go to that like ASAP.
We're facing that right now with the start of the Come See Me Festival. We're excited about it, but that means for the next, 2 weeks, our schedule is completely not like it should be.
We'll definitely get our steps in.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
But I've already missed the gym twice this week because of it. So you would kind of get out of the rhythm. You want to see what else can you do to keep it. To keep it up so you're not starting fresh all over again. But sometimes that is helpful, but you want to do something little is better than nothing at all. So,
Absolutely.
So it gives us some help tips on how to do that.
And then you also have some maternal and child topics as well.
Yeah. So our, you know, we have our Ask a CLC program, which is fairly new that I talked about in January, I believe. So each month we put out an article that goes along with the topic for that month. So that way participants can have that extra resource after they join the class. So infant feeding and sleep, supportive nutrition for breastfeeding moms, those guidelines for proper breast milk storage and expression and handling, myths surrounding breastfeeding. So and the benefits of breastfeeding in general. So
okay,
great.
We're hanging out with Elizabeth Parker-Josie and Hannah Shiflett. They're from Clemson Extension. They really focus on health and nutrition, and they're just going through blogs that are now available to all of us. They're going to tell us in a quick second how we can also read these blogs, but they're tackling everything from nutrition, physical activity. We just heard from maternal and child health, and now we're looking at mental health, because that has been added into the equation in the last couple of years. We've always been focused on how healthy you're eating and how physically fit you are, but we're leaving out the brain, which is a pretty big muscle to make sure that we're keeping it as sharp as it could be.
Yeah, it's all connected. And we try to bring that in with the topics and the fact sheets. Mm-hmm. I just wrote a fact sheet on stress and the autonomic nervous system. So that's a really good one. Also preventing caregiver burnout and diabetes distress. That's something that affects up to 50% of people living with diabetes. And so we want to make sure that we're not only giving them resources for what to eat or where to get physical activity, but also some resources for caregivers and for the people who, you know, have diabetes and just need that extra support.
Especially with diabetes too, you've got a lot of rules you have to follow. Oh, and yeah. Those, if you're brand new to it, I assume would be, you're nervous to do the wrong thing because you don't want to hurt your body. Yeah. And then you get stressed. Should I have eaten that? Did I do?
Yes. So, and stress can have such an impact on your blood sugar. Right. So it can be really frustrating when you feel like you're doing all the right things, but then you get stressed and you start seeing your blood sugar, you know, go up, and it can be really frustrating for people. So we hope to offer those resources to kind of help with that.
And with that being said, how can we get our hands on this blog? Because people do love to read when they've got the time to read. But where can they find this? Because this is open to everyone, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Completely free. So you can go to the Rural Health and Nutrition website through Clemson Extension. And then you can see, I think it's under the resources tab is where our blog is. Or you can go to blogs.clemson.edu/ruralhealth.
Perfect. And is there also a place on there where if people have additional questions or if they have maybe a topic that you'd want to maybe see something about where they can input that?
Yeah,
or?
So I know there's a contact us, excuse me. And so you could email us and let us know. And we would love any topic ideas that you have.
Great. Perfect.
We want to be relevant.
Well, thank you so much for making sure that we're healthy and happy and ready for the next day. It's Hannah Shiflett and Elizabeth Parker-Josie. Again, they're from Clemson Extension.